Ladies and gentlemen, ATW Audio Works proudly presents Strangers in Paradise Book 7, Sanctuary.
I don't know what fabric lies beneath the life we live, but on the other side of our mortal pain is a place of sanctuary.
This is our past. This is Francine's future. Or at least, one of them.
It's been 10 years. 10 years since we last spoke. 10 years since I looked into her eyes. 10 years since she held my hand and told me goodbye. I didn't believe her when she said it. But I was wrong. 10 years. I smell her hair in the wind. The scent of winter. Suddenly I realize, for the first time in 10 years, I can breathe.
Hello?
Hi, Marie. Is Francine there?
No, I thought she was with you, Brad.
Huh?
Well, she left this morning to meet you for lunch at Cleo's in the old hotel. She's been gone a couple of hours now.
Damn, I completely forgot about it. Listen, tell her I'm sorry. Something came up at the office, and I'll have to work late tonight. Okay?
Brad, I don't want to interfere, but...
Help! Granny! Granny, help! It's emergency!
Oh, I'll have to go. I'll tell Francine you called.
Hurry! Hurry! Mr. Beans is in the toilet!
How did he get in the toilet?
He had to go to the bathroom!
Ashley, dear, teddy bears don't go to the bathroom.
That's what I told him! Hurry!
Why did you change into the purple shorts? What happened to your dress?
It fell down the potty, too! Hurry!
What do you say after 10 years? What if it's wrong? People change? What if I look into her eyes and find a stranger? I wait for courage in the shadows, but it doesn't come. Something else moves me to take the first step. I'm walking.
Ma'am? Oh, ma'am?
Huh?
Sorry, you left your purse in the restaurant.
Oh, thank you.
Nope. You seemed pretty distracted, waiting for your husband and all. Did he ever show up?
No.
Oh, well... I'm sure he'll smother you in flowers and kisses tonight when you get home.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
No problem. Good luck.
What? Where did she... catch you? Catch you.
Ma'am, it's getting late. Are you a guest at the hotel? Do you want me to have a bellhop help you to your room?
No. I live here in town.
Well, I'm going to call you a cab, okay?
I have a car.
I better get you a cab anyway. The hotel has a policy about customers who've had a lot to drink. And we want to make sure you get home safely.
Home. That's all I want. I just want to go home.
Oh, don't you worry, ma'am. We'll make sure you get home, all right.
You don't understand.
3402 Sunset in the West Memorial District. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, where the big houses are.
Make sure she gets to the door safe and sound. The driver will take you home, ma'am. You can pick up your car tomorrow, okay? Good night.
You live in Memorial? Nice. You live there long? Reason I ask, because I had a cousin that lived there once. Maybe you heard of him. Joe Hernandez? No, huh? Well, I'm not surprised. We don't hear from him anymore anyway. Not since he got a job at advertising.
Did you find her?
What's that?
I said, did you find her?
Yes.
Where?
You have to ask?
I already checked the Rodin.
She's still in the fraud exhibit. She saw that painting by Potthast, and she hasn't budged since.
Oh. Maybe we should order lunch or something.
I'm hungry, too. I'll go check on her. Catch you?
Francine, look. Who do they remind you of?
Oh, wow.
Cool.
I said, this is the place, right? Do you want me to help you to the door?
No. Thanks for the ride. You've been listening to the first episode of Strangers in Paradise, Book 7, Sanctuary, by Terry Moore, adapted by Thomas DJ, produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound designed by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra, Chris Honeywell, and Shane Ivers. Vanessa Van Zer was Cachou. Nicole Tomte was Francine. David Ellis was David. Charlie Niemeyer was Brad. Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters. Kira Hendricks was Ashley. Tori Wright was waitress. Eugene R. Hendricks was cabbie. John Wilson was bartender. Thomas DJ was doorman and the translator. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through AbstractStudioComics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus available on archive.org. As always, you can contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8tw.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.